when I was little, when I was like probably 4, my mom hired some English tutors from, I don't know, probably from Canada, America, and places like that to teach me and some of my friends English. Yeah. So it has like we started to learn English from 4, when we were 4, and then we continued it until I went to high school, I guess. So that was like 4 to 17 probably. Yes. And I think the experience is very nice because we talk a lot. We talk more than we read and write. So that was like, it is important to like it. And I think kids like English when they talk more and listen more, not read and write. But then we have to study, we have to learn how to read and write later. And so, is that kind of answer you want?
Yeah, no, it's okay. I think because we don't really like expect an answer from people because every person's English learning experience is, you know, very personal and like it's unique, right? So, but yeah, I'm also curious. Like, what advice would your teachers give you when they're having English tutorial lessons with you? What advice would they give you? Yeah, like in learning English.
They don't really give advice, but they follow some English materials that my mom gave them. Mm-hmm. So when I was very little, they don't teach us with any materials. They just teach us basic English. And then when we're in elementary school, my mom used a publisher called
McKinsey?
McGill.
Yeah.
My mom used those books from McGill, and she gave it to the teachers, and they taught us those. So there are like some science, English, probably math, I don't remember, those kind of books. My mom said she got it from Taipei American School. I think she asked some of her friends from Taipei American School, and she got those materials herself. Yes. And after that, after junior high school, my mom used SAT material by Barron's or something like that. Yes. And so we started to study SAT and GEPT. Mm-hmm. That's a Taiwanese language exam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what advice? Yeah, they just listen to my mom.
Yeah.
I see. So I think you're a really determined person as well in like learning English. So
okay.
Yeah. So because I also want to know because like when you're doing exam materials, I mean, there may be times that you feel tired or you feel kind of discouraged. So how would you motivate yourself to kind of like keep going?
Let me think. Because I think when I was studying that, it was like pretty hard for me because my first language is not English, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's like very hard for me. But then my mom and the teachers, they don't put pressure on me, and they just like they said, just remember the vocab that as much as you can. So I just listen to them and try my best.
That's great. That's a really good attitude. And let's move on to our next question. Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Reading experience? You mean like some books that I read?
Yeah, it could be a novel or it could be anything from the little poster here.
Oh.
It could be like when you're, you know, researching or, you know, casually reading websites online, like anything from this poster here?
I think Hunger Games are like the my favorite. Yeah, those three books are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I've read some child books. Yeah.
Great. So I want to know, if Hunger Games and any, because you said three books, so I want to know if Hunger Games
1 and Hunger Games 2 and 3.
Oh, so it's the entire series, right?
Okay. So,
what do you like? So I know this is a really popular series, so what do you like about that?
I really like the way that the author, I like the language that the author used. I like the way the author writes about stuff, and because she made this character very, like, gloomy, yes, and so she created a very nice character by her writing.
That's great. So I want to know, do you mind briefly describe the language the author is using, like what her style is? Like, do you mind briefly describe it?
Oh, yeah. So it's basically, so the author writes it as if she is the main character, which is Katniss.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't only describe that what's going on, she also describe what's going on in her head, and that's like the most interesting part because she thinks a lot, and there's a lot of she is like too sensitive to a lot of stuff, and I think how do you say it? It's just very interesting that she actually put some very detailed stuff that we won't even notice into the book.
So I guess, I think you prefer books that are like the first-person point of view, right? So do you think first-person point of view, like the difference between first-person point of view and third-person, where third-person is like the author is narrating the story, right? Like, which one do you prefer?
I like first-person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it because it's more sincere, or is it more...
Because the author writes about the way some character thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting. But if you write it as a third person, then you can only think about what's going on, but you can't really think about what's going on in their heads.